Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. During the pandemic, public radio stations like WBUR have received hundreds, if not thousands, of emails from listeners, people sharing their frustrations over COVID-19 or asking questions about the vaccine. New Hampshire Public Radio recently received an email that stood out. It was from a New Hampshire woman stranded on the other side of the globe. Todd Bookman has our story.
The email came from Carol Clapp.
My name is Carol Clapp of Epping, New Hampshire, and I have been stuck in New Zealand on the bottom of the South Island in a town called Riverton for the past year and a half because of the coronavirus.
Carol and I connected through a video call, me from my living room, she from her sunny porch.
Yeah, they're birds. And that's a gum tree, a eucalyptus behind me.
Carol has been riding out the pandemic, sitting underneath a eucalyptus tree in New Zealand, a country that instituted and followed strict public health guidelines, and within months had basically stamped out COVID. There's almost no community spread. So how exactly did she end up stuck there?
It's a long story.
Carol was married to a man named David for 43 years. They liked to travel. In 1978, they vacationed in New Zealand. 20 years later, their son decided to go to college there.
And we ended up buying a house, and David and I have, well, he died 5 years ago, but we came down here for the past 19 years, just for the summers.
After David's death, Carol, who's 73, continued making the 30-hour trip each year, leaving Epping in October and getting a return ticket each April. She's a long-distance snowbird. So she was in the small town of Riverton when COVID exploded last March, and she couldn't leave.
New Zealand immigration wasn't letting anybody leave the country or come into the country because they take the virus very seriously here. And so they gave all of us stranded tourists, visitor types, a 6-month extension on our visas.
And then another extension. The government has been gracious to Carol. And it turns out, so have some of the locals.
Well, I've had quite a year here. And that I got a boyfriend out of the lockdown, and Al is my new man, and he just takes really good care of me, and I've been having a wonderful time during this terrible crisis. And
can I ask how you met Al?
I met him at this I picked him up in a bar, Todd. Picked him up. I've never picked a man up before, but I just could not leave this guy alone.
So who is this eye candy? I asked Carol if I could meet him.
He's here somewhere. He said he wouldn't run away. Al, are you here? Al? The bum? He's abandoned me.
When Carol and I spoke last week, they had plans to go into town and dance. No masks, no social distancing. Carol says after New Zealand emerged from a strict lockdown last spring, her life has returned to normal. But Carol's actual normal life is in New Hampshire. It's where her family is. Next month, her visa will finally expire, and she plans on coming home to Epping. That's actually why she originally reached out to NHPR. She had questions about the vaccination process here. I had one last question for her. Carol, how are you going to stay in touch with him?
Well, since he's not here, I can tell you, I'm buying him a computer. I'm buying an iPad, and I'm going to make him take lessons on email. And I've given him my old iPhone. I'm going to make him write me love letters through email. He might even Zoom. Who knows? But he's going to have to step up. It's true.
As long as Al steps up, the couple will make it work long distance. That is until she can get vaccinated and hopefully this fall head back to New Zealand. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Todd Bookman.